Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller.
Hello and welcome to day number 97 of the PC Speaking Podcast. It's the day of the week when we read from Psalms and Proverbs. We will be reading from Psalms 39 through 41 today. We're also going to read Proverbs chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, which we actually read last week, but we're going to read it again this week. Just a little hiccup in our planning, I suppose. It's a big deal to plan out a Through the Bible in the Year reading program. So, that's the only mistake we make. That'll be good. But we'll see how we go, and it doesn't hurt to read it twice for sure. Psalm 39 reflects on the brevity of life and the foolishness of accumulating wealth sans wisdom. And the psalmist, aware of his own mortality, calls on God for wisdom and relief from his afflictions, seeking to understand his life and purpose. Psalm 40 expresses gratitude for God's deliverance and steadfast love. The psalmist recounts how he patiently waited for the Lord, who lifted him up and set his feet on solid ground. It emphasizes obedience to God over sacrifice. Psalm 40, I think actually that is a psalm that the very well-known band U2 wrote a song about. Check that out if you're interested in it. Psalm 41 highlights care for the poor, experience of betrayal by a close friend. The psalmist laments his own illness and the deceit of false friends, but finds refuge in God's mercy and assurance of being upheld in the presence of his enemies. Proverbs 11, 1 through 10 offers wisdom on integrity, righteousness, and the consequence of wickedness, while presenting the contrast of righteous living with the downfall of the wicked. Let's go to our reading today, beginning in Psalm 39. Verse 1, I said, I will watch my ways so that I don't sin with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace, even from good. My sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burnt. I spoke with my tongue. Lord, show me my end. What is the measure of my days? Let me know how frail I am. Behold, you have made my days hand widths. My lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely every man stands as breath. Selah. Surely every man walks like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up and doesn't know who shall gather. Now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Don't make me the reproach of the foolish. I was mute. I didn't open my mouth because you did it. Remove your scourge away from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and correct man for iniquity, you consume his wealth like a moth. Surely every man is but a breath. Selah. Hear my prayer, Lord, and give ear to my cry. Don't be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a foreigner, as all my fathers were. Oh, spare me, that I may recover strength before I go away and exist no more. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He's put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is a man who makes the Lord his trust and doesn't respect the proud, nor such as turn away to lies. Many, Lord my God, are the wonderful works which you have done in your thoughts which are toward us. They can't be declared back to you. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be counted. Sacrifice and offering you didn't desire. You have opened my eyes. You have not required burnt offering and sin offering. Then I said, behold, I have come. It is written about me in the book and the scroll. I delight to do your will, my God. Yes, your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed glad news of the righteousness in the great assembly. Behold, I will not seal my lips, Lord. You know, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Don't withhold your tender mercies from me, Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me, for innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart has failed me. Be pleased, Lord, to deliver me. Hurry to help me, Lord. Let them be disappointed and confounded together who seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be turned backward and brought to dishonor to delight in my hurt. Let them be desolate by reason of their shame that tell me, aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as your love your salvation and say continually, let the Lord be exalted. But I am poor and needy. May the Lord think about me. You are my help and my deliverer. Don't delay, my God. Psalm 41. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the day of evil. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed on the earth, and he will not surrender him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will sustain him on his sickbed and restore him from his bed of illness. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil against me. When will he die and his name perish? If he comes to see me, he speaks falsehood. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes abroad, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me. An evil disease, they say, has afflicted him. Now that he lies, he shall rise up no more. Yes, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who ate bread with me, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, Lord, have mercy on me and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you delight in me because my enemy doesn't triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me in your presence forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but accurate weights are his delight. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with humility comes wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of the treacherous shall destroy them. Riches don't profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way, but the wicked shall fall down by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but the unfaithful will be trapped by evil desires. When a wicked man dies, hope perishes, and expectation of power comes to nothing. A righteous person is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked takes his place. With his mouth, the godless man destroys his neighbor, but the righteous will be delivered through knowledge. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Well, that's our reading for today. Reflect on the awareness of the brevity of life in Psalm 39. How does this perspective influence your priorities in daily living? Something we often don't think about is the brevity of our own life. Doesn't hurt to reflect on that and think about our priorities. How does the psalmist experience of betrayal and illness in Psalm 41 speak to your own experience and reliance on God's mercy? And consider the communal impact of righteousness versus wickedness as described in Proverbs 11. How do you see the role of individual integrity in contributing to the health and joy of your church community? And if you'd like to take things a little further today, here's an idea for that. The righteous and the wicked. Examine the contrasting paths of the righteous and the wicked as presented in Proverbs chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, and study other biblical wisdom literature that addresses these themes and make application to contemporary Christian living. Well, that is our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul will keep on singing.